بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. عن معاوية رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من أحب أن يتمثل له الرجال قياما فليتبوأ مقعده من النار. وعن أبي أمامة الباهلي رضي الله عنه قال: خرج علينا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم متوكيا على عصاه، فقمنا إليه فقال: لا تقوموا كما تقوم الأعاجم يعظم بعضها بعضا. In the first hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever likes people, men, to assume a standing position for him, then he should build his place in Jahannam. In the second hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out taking support on a stick, on a staff. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum say, we stood up for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تقوموا, do not stand, like how the non-Arabs stand, respecting each other, or respecting some of their people. To understand this hadith, we need to understand a few points. Number one is, a person himself wants people to stand up for him as a form of respect or formality. So for a person to desire that, that is a sign of pride, takabbur. It is not permissible. He shouldn't want people to show him respect by standing up. So that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said he must build his place in Jahannam, because he got pride in his heart, which is a very, very severe spiritual illness. So that explains the first hadith. Then the second hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out and Sahaba stood up. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't stand up like how the non-Arabs stand up in respect. One is, you get, for example, a king, or in some places where it is expected that the attendants must stand while the attended or the king is sitting. They must just stand next to him or on his side, or in respect for him, they must stand like statues. So this is not an Islamic practice. Normally we'll sit, we'll listen to the talk. Also we find in assemblies, in the military, etc., they must stand, they must salute, they must show their respect by standing, they must listen to the talk while standing. So all this is un-Islamic practices, not Islamic practices. And also to make it a formality. As a form of a formality, that whenever you see a certain person, then you must just stand up, salute him, greet him, meet him. So this is not the Islamic way. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was among the Sahaba. They were seeing Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam all the time. So because they were seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam all the time, it wasn't expected of them now, every time you see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you must stand up. Now example, the Imam of the Masjid, every time you see him, must you stand up? No. You don't have to stand up every time you see him, because he's there all the time. But now you get a visiting person. A person is visiting. You're seeing a person after long. You stand up to greet him. It's natural. That's not a problem. Your father comes. Naturally, you're going to stand up. You stand up for khidmat, to serve someone. That's okay. That's understood. That's a natural response. But to stand up as a form of a formality, that is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is discouraging. Subhanallah, when you read about Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught them, and then we find when it is mentioned regarding Sahaba and the virtues, that they were the least in formalities. أَقَلَّهُمْ تَكَلُّفًا. They were least in formalities. They lived a very, very easygoing and natural life according to the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So more and more we should bring these teachings in our life, the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our manner of respect is salam. We greet, we make salam. If you see a person, we make musafaha. In the next chapter, they're going to talk about the benefits of greeting and meeting, of making musafaha, and then mu'anaqa, of hugging our Muslim brothers. To do it in the Islamic manner, and to expect the virtues that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has promised in the hadith, to expect those virtues. So that is our form of showing respect. Allah ta'ala give us understanding.